If you hate the government, can you either do something about it or leave, please? 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 How can you hate everything? Are you gonna draw a damn anarchist sign on your palm?
Because I've been fucked with by aliens in my dreams.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Hope everyone's in a good mood. I guess for the most part, it doesn't really affect me if you're in a good mood or a bad mood, but I guess if you're in a good mood, it might provide some sort of, like, I don't know, encouragement, and maybe you'll like the show, this episode, a little more than usual if you're in a good mood, I guess. But also, it's probably just better to be in a good mood. When you're in a good mood, it's like you just can, like, morph reality. Like, not a lot of great things happen to me when I'm in a bad mood. Because nothing can be good if you're in a bad mood. Like, if you're in a bad mood, how could something good happen? Like, you're in a bad mood. But if you're in a good mood, bad things can still happen. I kind of think that's a jib. That's kind of like, who can't... Like, how did the universe design it that way? There's been plenty of times I'm in a good mood, like, you know, like no complaints, like everything's fine. And then something bad happens and my mood gets ruined. But if I'm in a bad mood, well, like, I don't know, usually anything that happens is bad. Like, I don't understand. I guess once in a while, if you're in a bad mood, like, I don't know, you could get like a good phone call and all of a sudden you're all right again. But, like, for the most part, it's kind of like the sway goes the other way. Has anyone else ever complained about that in their life? Or am I just out of control right now, complaining about shit that's not even really happening? That's what, one thing I love about myself, though, is, like, I'm never truly, like, happy. Like, that's the most disgusting, depressing thing I think I've ever said in my life. But it's funny. It's funny to actually hear it. In the air. And it's funny, it probably makes like a little bit better radio personality. It's like George Costanza. Like that's kind of like how I feel inside. Like there's a little George Costanza in all of us. I think, you know? Now we have to go on to some like hippie psycho realm, which actually psycho realm, that's a sweet hip hop group back then from like the 90s. But yeah, there's a little George Costanza in all of us, which is like, I've talked about it mostly on season one before, you know, there's a little bit of everyone in all of us. Like if we're all like these shards of like existence from this one, like central spot, that's why there's similarities and differences and shit, but there's always similarities. There's similarities between you and a tortilla, if you think about it. It's like one love. If the practice of science adopted the one love philosophy, that's basically what I'm talking about. But I don't remember exactly. Why am I talking about being like a tortilla? I'm going to have to like take the tape back in a second and like remind myself of what the heck I was talking about. But for somehow I came to that conclusion, like there's a little of everyone in all of us. Oh yeah, I was talking about George Costanza. How like framing my like radio persona, which actually it's not even there's no effort. Like the literal reality that like I'm sincerely not content with stuff. Like that's unbelievable. Who just comes out in the public and just says that? Like am I for real? Am I really going to air this episode? That'd be hilarious. I'm probably going to do it, though. Probably going to do it just like, I don't know, for like, because I need to air an episode. That's actually kind of the main reason. I can't talk forever. In fact, I got to like break it off for just a second right now. I have water boiling. I'm making some coffee. I'm trying to like drink less beer. This kind of sounds like pointless, but I'm going to just see how it goes. Okay, I'll be right back. Coffee acquired. My mouth feels better now. It's like warmer. It's like warmer and like cozier now. As before, it was like cold and like less cozy. Cold and dank. It's actually what dank really means. Like, it's not, wasn't cold, it was just, it was 98.6 and it wanted to be like at 104. I had to crank the heat a little. Plus, there's caffeine in it too. 1 second here. But, so going back to that, like, never being happy thing. What if that's good? Because what if it's just energy? I mean, negative energy is energy. So what if there was a way to like convert it, like an old school Tesla machine converting some blah 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 energy into blah 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 energy? I mean, what he was doing was doing DC to AC, but I'm talking about if you could just be the processor, like process your own negative energy into something good. But there we go again, like bringing up words that like how the F can you like really determine what good means? What's bad for someone could be good for someone else. So anyways, not being happy, like that could be good. It doesn't have to be bad. It's bad if you don't process it. Like, what could I say? Like meat, like raw meat. Like if you don't process it, it's kind of bad because it'll get you sick. So I basically just, I think I just broke the sound barrier in my mind because I just made raw meat the same thing as negative energy. And like, I don't even know if that really makes sense at all, but it's going on the air. And the messed up thing is like, I know it does make sense. It's actually the best way you could put it to like get some sort of like visual comprehension and like try to apply it to something we actually do, like raw meat. We all do something with that. Like, you know, some of us cover ourselves in it, and other people, you know, cook it. I cook it. I actually cook it for a living. I kind of wanted to get into that a little bit this episode too. It's like, I have a big plan. I want to really like do some documentary type shit with the whole Strange Diet. Like, it's kind of like a variety show right now. Like, I don't know. I don't even know how to label it. It's like a personality based fucking variety show at this point with sweet artwork. Like that's all it really is right now. And like, that's kind of what I was going for. Like when I first like, you know, dreamed of it. But I want to kind of like see a little bit more, some different sides of journalism. And like something I'm thinking about is like documentary style stuff. And like, I haven't seen a good documentary that just documents like cook life. And like what I mean by that is like, you know, like we've seen like BMX rider documentaries, what it's like to be a BMX rider, you know, day in the life, blah, blah, blah. But what about stuff like that's still like just as intriguing, but something that it's not the first thing we think about because it's not the furthest thing away from our personal lives. You know, everyone probably knows a cook, I guess, or maybe not everyone. That was kind of a weird statement, but I know a lot of cooks because I'm a cook. That's what I was basically getting at. I got like a big plan coming up. You know, really getting into what it means to do that for a living and all the things about it that wouldn't really be expected, I suppose, from like any average old individual. But there's been a few methods to kind of get a chance to see what it's all about. Like everyone knows the movie Waiting. It's kind of a pretty awesome like portrayal of like cook life, right there. I don't know. Even if you don't even give a shit, like, you should watch that movie. It's pretty funny. They also came out with a sequel to that movie. It's not really well known. It's called Still Waiting. And, like, it's so poorly made that it's awesome. Plus, the jokes are pretty good, too. I recommend both movies. If I had to go with one, I'd probably go with the original. Just, you know, plain old Waiting. But I'm a cook. Like I was saying, I was like, there's a lot of things in and outs of the freaking job that are just amazing and like kind of should be public, like for people to just know about. Like, I don't know. Like, one thing I'll say about it, just to give you guys an idea of what I'm talking about, is like there's definite like passive aggressive like pissing matches all fucking day in most kitchens. It's such like a close quarters in your face work zone, and there's definitely high levels of competition, and there's just all kinds of little things that go on about it, whether it's just like being the loser, like you're on the waste log most, and so people fucking like tease you because it's basically a way to say like, dude, you suck. And it's just like there's so many different ways to do it about being cooked. I just like to hear other people's like personal stories with like how they deal with all this weird shit. And like the cook thing just came to mind because like I have knowledge about it, and like there's some shit about it that I would think would be cool if everyone knew about. And I encourage anybody to just email any like awesome cooking stories. Not even, like, awesome. Just anything weird about kitchen work. Like, if you do kitchen work, like, any dietitians or cooks, like, strangedietfuture@gmail.com. I don't know. Send me your weird story or something like that. Shed more insight onto our profession. Cooks forever. Or dishwasher. Anyone. Or freaking barista, kitchen service people. What are we called? Culinary pros? What if you're like, if you're a dishwasher, are you culinary pro? Or you're just food service. Okay. Any food service worker. But not like a Cheez-It factory person. Like, you're not, like, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, service restaurant worker. How politically, like, correct can I make this, like, label? I'm trying to label, like, a whole demographic of, like, that's a huge ass population too. What are we called? Can we just be called slaves? If you're in the slave industry, the slaving industry, just, yeah, email me strangedietfuture@gmail.com. let me know your weird ass story. Maybe I'll get you on the horn for a little, like, I don't know, like, tele interview. That'd be sweet. I've done that before. Remember Kenny Irwin Jr. microwave show, Dovetastic season one? That was pretty sweet, huh? Speaking of Kenny and trying to get him, that'd be cool if I could try to get him back, like, see what he's up to. I'm sure he'd be down for it. I haven't tried to get a hold of him yet, but he was pretty nice last time. I don't see why he wouldn't want to say what up to the dietitians again. That was cool. We got him to say what's up on Halloween, too. That was pretty amazing. I know that guy's pretty busy for the most part. Like, I go to... Oh, yeah. He's got some sweet new videos up on his YouTube, Dovetastic Microwave Theater, classic YouTube channel, YouTube partner, as we all remember. He's got some cool ones up. The one that comes to mind is the gold, or I don't know, is it the gold? It's like the iPhone 6 Plus. Yo, all I'm going to say about it is that's like a dramatic microwaving experience. Like, that's the best way I can put it. It's like suspenseful. I hope it wins the Oscars. That's all, or the Golden Globe, or the Emmys, whichever ones. Which ones are like the TV show awards? The Emmys, huh? I think it's the Emmys. Hope it wins an Emmy. It'll probably win some. I'm sure it's already won some money. That's what I could use right now. Some money. I'm going to open up the donation floodgates here soon, set up my address and all that stuff. Get some of these dietitians near and far, try to support the cause. I got a couple fundraising ideas in the works here. Most of it is just like getting people to like check the show out and all that stuff. Which is like, that part, it's like, that part falls on me. Like, I get it. It's up to me and everything like that. But I have to set it up to where, yo, I can accept support if it's out there. So soon enough, you know, that'll be there. And everyone's going to get, you know, reciprocated in some way. I might send you out a free dietitian t-shirt, which I'll have pictures for those eventually about when I can figure out how to, like, mass produce those things. Get them available for purchase and everything. And then season one, it's ready to buy. It's all packaged up, ready to go. If you feel like you want to own season one, because like I said, all these episodes are getting knocked off now. So you could have it in CD format. It's like 8 CDs, though. So strangediet.future@gmail.com. It's pretty much the way right now to get it is to let me know via email. And it'll get set up. Pretty nice package, though. But most of it's still available. Most of it's still available via the RSS feed, like usual. You know, all the iTunes store, the Windows. Hey, when that happens, I was talking, and then for some reason, my software stopped recording for no reason I can detect. I was in the middle of saying you can still get most of these episodes via the iTunes stores for all you Steve Jobs phoners, and the Windows store for all the Bill Gates phoners, or the Siris versus the Cortanas. By the way, I've owned both phones, and I know No one in the world even wants my endorsement, I'm pretty sure. It might even go the other way. People might want me to stay as far away from any sort of advertising from their shit as possible. But I'm going to say, after being an owner of both phones, I prefer the Windows phone. I like the... It just feels more capable. I feel like the iPhone's kind of like user-friendly. The Windows phone just feels like there's just more happening. There's like, it's like a car with a more stronger motor, I feel. I feel the initial like desktop load up screen is like better looking as well. That's right. Come to the Strange Diet broadcast for all your tech gadget review needs. Because that's the new 2014. Like, I don't know. It's just weird how I started talking about gadgets without even really meaning to. It's just like part of nature now. It's like, oh, look, pine trees. Like, oh, look, bushes. Oh, look, Samsungs. Oh, look, Macintosh. Oh, look, squirrels. Oh, look, cars. Oh, look, fucking zombies. Like, what? The world is just becoming this, like, tornado of, like... It's, like, becoming a tornado of so many different things, you don't even know what it's a tornado of anymore. Now, like, the world's literally, like, this swirl of, like, time periods. I can't deny, though, I love technology. I love where we're going with it. Like... I love everything about it for the most part. It does, like, open up possibilities that are kind of weird and scary, like being constantly spied on and everything. But that makes it more exciting. Like, there I go. I'm processing negative stuff into cool stuff. Again, this is how I operate. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, we can fit cameras onto the size of, like, a mosquito's wing. And, like, apparently there's some, like, military technology where, like, they designed, like, a mechanical bug that can fly around and, like, film stuff. And it's like, wow, like, I really think that's cool. Like, the ability to be able to do that. And, like, let's just fly that bug, you know, into, like, I don't know, the enemy. I'm gonna like talk about what I'm about to say. I'm like telegraphing my next topic. I've never done that before on the Strange Diet broadcast. I'm doing that right now. This is what I'm gonna do. if we could, like, fly the bug into the enemy's base and, like, film everything they do and, like, use that technology for something like that, which really what's probably going to happen is, like, they're going to fly the bug, like, somewhere, like, into my head and they'll be able to, like, you know, read my thoughts. And, like, but that's, like, that's the part about it that's, like, kind of scary, but that's the part I like. It's, like, that keeps it interesting, like... Let's understand, like, with great reward, or wait, with great risk comes great reward. Or, like, with great, how about this? With great power comes great abuse of power, or that saying? It's like, with great power comes great responsibility. Okay, there we go. Except the problem is, we don't have the power. I don't necessarily have the power to buy this bug camera. I'm pretty much going to go out on a limb and say you don't really have the power to buy this bug camera, but somebody has the power to buy this bug camera. The only problem is they also have to bear this responsibility, and it's just like I don't necessarily trust them to like keep the bug out of my house, but that makes it awesome. I'm just like putting it like that. It's like a thunderstorm. Like, the fact that lightning could strike you in the head makes it awesome. Oh my god, there's lightning! Looks so cool! Like, it could easily strike me in the head, so it's, like, more awesome. Because it never does. There are some weird random, like, I don't know, instances where some believe, like, ELF technology has been used on them, which is kind of an awesome... it's awesome. Like, someone's gonna be mad at me for saying ELF is awesome, but if anyone who knows what it is knows, it's kind of like scary, but it's awesome because it hasn't happened to me yet. It's like South Park. Everything they make fun of is awesome because it hasn't happened to me yet. It's just the exact same thing, but it's real life. There's like South Park is basically a direct mirror of reality, which is everything from Mr. Henke to what's that gay teacher's name? That teacher who like do you know what his name is? That the teacher from South Park, that gay guy, Mr. Harrison. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I think so. But yeah, like that's how I see it. It's like until it happens to me, it's funny, and then it's hilarious. That old saying. But anyways, technology. I just can't get enough of it. Everything with every advancement, like I just try to either be jealous of it or make use of it. And with my jealousy, I process that negativity into something like I don't know. I'll make a show about it. I'll complain live on the Strange Dive show. But my jealousy toward the next. Like, I'm jealous of people who already have their Xbox Ones, have their PS4s. They don't even have to wait till Christmas to get them, and they're already just, like, playing the new Madden and stuff. I don't even know how I'm going to, like, keep living. I don't even have the new Madden, you guys. All the dietitians know how stressful that is for me right now, because I'm still on the old Madden. I don't even have the new system. The new Madden's on the old system, the 360, the one that I'm on right now. But it's horse crap. I've already went on YouTube, like, at the drop of a hat with my other technology and convinced myself that it's not even worth it. Because it's not the newest technology yet. Like, this is my California lifestyle. Someone planned an intervention for me because I never used to be this way. There was a time in my life where I was happy with plastic cups and Sega Genesis. I didn't even care. If it was ever going to get better, it didn't even matter to me. I had Road Rash. Like, that shit. Like, can I just be 7 years old and play Road Rash forever and, like, never have to get a job? Can someone work that out for me? Like, I'll pay. Like, I can pay. That'd be nice if I could, like, somehow work that. I know there's dietitians out there who, like, know exactly where I'm coming from. Like, who wish that they didn't have to... Like, wouldn't it be sweet, like, let's just tube feed ourselves, lay in bed, like, bolt a TV onto our ceilings, and just download every new update that comes out. Like, we could, someone, like, there's going to be a day where people don't upgrade hardware anymore. It's just going to be like, boom, you download apps and all of a sudden your life is better. And it's just going to be, or all of a sudden it's like, boom, you think about doing something and you don't even want to because it's done. That's what it's coming to. You can literally order Domino's on Xbox. Does anyone know how, like, weird that is? Like, that it's actually true? Has anyone thought about that? Like, you could probably... Okay, if you wore a camel pack... if you wore a camel pack and, like, sat on a toilet in front of your Xbox for, like, a week, you wouldn't have to go anywhere. Maybe even longer. You like somehow remotely fill up your camel pack with a garden hose attached to like your outside. You order Domino's from your Xbox. They'll deliver it. And you can just kind of be like, yeah, come in when they knock. Yeah, I'm in here. I'm the guy with the camel pack playing Xbox. I just ordered this pizza from. Oh, what's up, bro? Hey, here's your pizza. Just set it down. I can't stop playing Xbox. The money is on the table. Like, that's how life... I hope I one day live in a world where that is acceptable. It's already possible, but is it acceptable? It would be like gay rights. Like, okay, it's possible for a guy to have sex with a guy, but is it acceptable? We can get it that far, ladies and gentlemen. All we have to do is put it on some democratic legislation and freaking fundraise for a billboard about it, raise awareness, and, like, you know, just how about dedicate some month, like September. September, national, just be pathetic and eat pizza ordered by your Xbox month. Like, we can do that. This is America. We're going to do that. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. That reminds me of a great movie, Nutty Professor. By the way, I always try to direct the dietitians and help all the listeners out with new ways to basically melt their brains. If you've somehow gone through life and you've never watched the movie Nutty Professor, yes, we can. Or yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. There's a certain way he says that, Eddie Murphy, in that movie. It's just like, it like, literally, like, it's not going anywhere. I'm going to remember that shit forever. Love that movie, The Nutty Professor. So that's what I was about to say. Like, anyone who's gone through their whole life, never seen that movie, The Nutty Professor, I highly recommend, before you waste any more time at all, I don't know, doing something stupid, like working, providing for your family, mowing the lawn, you know, doing anything productive, laundry, showering, watch that movie. That's the shit that really matters. Really, though. Down, out, out. Chick.
Thank you for supporting Strange Diet Broadcast. Please use the email address strangedietfuture@gmail.com to contact the show and in writing in for surveys taken. Please use this email address to leave questions, comments, and concerns about the show. And remember, whatever you say might make it onto the air.